Good afternoon, Mary Grace.
Hi, good afternoon.
So tell us, what is the How to Write Your Soul about?
All right, so How to Write Your Soul is a web series. It's a passion project and it follows the journal entries of a young singer-songwriter named Jennifer. So after years of being timid, Jennifer tries to live her life and dream without the help of her longtime high school sweetheart, Jamie. And as her journey develops, fate pulls her back to the very truth she is running from as she propels her way forward.
And how long has this project been in the works for?
Okay, so this project has actually, it started a year ago. So it started the same time our musical started, Hustle Street, but production didn't start until 6 months. Yeah, 6 months ago.
Okay. And so how did you become involved with the project?
All right. So this is actually a funny story. So Christy Mae Valentine, she wrote this story. And I've known her for a couple of years because of, like, high school youth and stuff. And she came to me last year about this project. And it was funny because at that time I was doing my honors project, and when she told me the story, I was really drawn into it. I was really like, oh, wow, this is just the lessons involved in the story really got me. She told me that this production was going to be filmed in Japan. And when I first heard that, I was like, okay, this sounds really amazing. I want to jump on this project. And when I read the script, I was really like, I was just really drawn to the story about this character, Jen.
So you said that it was filmed in Japan. So how does this compare to being filmed in Australia?
Okay, so the comparison I would make is that it was actually quite difficult filming in Japan because Sydney, being our home, we had permission from our locations. But because we were in, like, another country and this is a passion project, like I said, we had to be careful about filming in another country since we're in a different country and it's a public space. We have to make sure we weren't interrupting the public. And yeah, it was really an amazing experience. Like, it was a journey, and our team was cut into half, which was pretty crazy because we have a team of, I think, 15 people. And when we got to Japan, it was a team of 4 or 5.
Oh, wow. So it really was cut down a bit. And I imagine as well, it would be a little bit difficult as well, following the rules and kind of the laws surrounding what you can and can't film as well.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but we made do. We got the footage that we needed. And it was just really fun. Like, even despite filming in difficult conditions, like in the snow, the team had so much fun and we pulled through, and I'm actually really excited to show the Japan episodes.
And when and where can we keep an eye out for your episodes?
Okay, so we actually have recently released the prologue. I think it was on Monday night, and you can find that on our YouTube channel, Loft to Bed Studios. And the cool thing is episode 1 will be coming live tomorrow. So if you want to be notified and stay up to date for, like, the next couple episodes, the best thing to do is to subscribe and click the bell thing, that little bell icon that will keep you notified.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me. I